Vivid Seats, official fan travel partner of the Chicago Bears.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Jeff Joniak for schedule release. Nothing gets your juices flowing more than when the schedule comes out, which it has, and we're looking forward to the season. The first thing, Jeff, that jumps out to me is the brutal stretch of the first three games.
Well, yeah, it's brutal because it's NFC and because you're opening up with the Green Bay Packers at home, and then you're going to deal with the Arizona Cardinals at home, and then you got to go out to Seattle to play the Seahawks. So, yes, three very important NFC games right out of the gate. You could argue that they're the three best teams in the NFC. But I look at it a whole lot differently because it's always about let's find out what the situation is the week of that game. And I know it's all speculation right now, but that's how you look at a schedule. It's so hard to predict what's going to happen or how it's going to lay out this far out. Rosters aren't even remotely filled yet. You don't know what things are going to look like. But those three things stick out. The other thing that sticks out is a preponderance of noon starts.
Yes, so, 13 out of 16
right now.
I'm good
with that because that's what I love the old-fashioned noon start. So just two primetime games and that late start in Seattle for week three. The two primetime games, though, are beauties. One against the San Diego Chargers, obviously. The other one is Thanksgiving night in Lambeau Field, and the word is they're going to retire the legendary Brett Favre jersey that night, so it'll be an epic night for sure.
Right, not only the fact that we get to spend Thanksgiving together for two straight years, but you're right with Brett Favre. How much fun would it be to
do a better job with the turkey this year?
I will try to do that.
I'll take care of the stuffing.
Oh, I did a great job with the turkey, eating it.
Yeah.
But what a great night that would be to ruin their party, wouldn't it? The Bears going up to Lambeau Field and beating the Packers.
I personally love calling games like this. Every division game I love calling. But when there's something else at stake here, or if there's a great player on the other side of the field, you know, you get your juices flowing for games like that.
Let me ask you about the primetime games, which you mentioned before. Every year it seems like we have five or six. This year only two. One on Monday Night Football. Is that the league sending a message saying, prove it to us?
Yeah, you know, who knows? You know, that could be true. I don't get into all that. It doesn't matter. I think what matters is when you look at the schedule, and we can break it down in halves here as we look at the first half of the season, you know, You always look for that great start. You know, things can get real rough on you if you start poorly in September. Again, though, if a similar situation happens in the middle of the season, it doesn't look as bad. It's no different than Major League Baseball when you start out poorly. If you start out great, there's no guarantee you're going to finish strong. But you get in that first half of the season, nobody knows who you are just yet. They certainly know Coach Fox. They certainly know, you know, because this is a veteran coaching staff. They know Vic Fangio's defensive system. They don't know how quite he's going to use the personnel. They certainly know Adam Gase is an offensive coordinator, but that first week it's prone to who knows what from both sides of the fence. The Arizona game, it'll be the first time since 2009 that they'll be playing here in Chicago. The trip to Seattle, you know, it's going to be very difficult.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the toughest places to play in the National Football League. Oakland, KC, and Detroit to finish up. There's only there's three back-to-back road sets in this schedule. So nothing weird like three straight road games somewhere. And they seem somewhat reasonable. You come out of the bye week and then you have the bulk of your division. So you have four division games. And that's really what I want to talk about mostly, Larry, is because in the division, 1-5, 2-4, 3-3 in the last 3 years. You know, that's your clearest path to the playoffs. So you got to get better in the division and you got to win a majority of your home games.
As always, the Bears close the season against a division opponent, which the NFL has been doing lately. Detroit, I think, is going to be a good team. Again, they were 11-5 last season, so those days of beating up Detroit are over with. And like
the whole division.
Do you think that the Bears' division is one of the best?
Absolutely. I mean, you just look at the quarterbacks alone and the type of weapons there are on both sides of the ball. I mean, it's a great division, and Minnesota is building as a power, and the Bears are rebuilding here and getting a new fresh coat of paint. So I think the matchups are terrific in the NFC, period. The 49ers, you got Vic Fangio. You got John Fox and the Denver Broncos coming here November 22nd to Chicago. And, of course, you've got Lovie Smith's Tampa Bay Buccaneers second year in a row, this time in Tampa on December 27th. So some interesting reunion matchups.
Absolutely, and hopefully you have some earmuffs handy that you can pack because in looking at this, it looks to me that six out of the last seven games could be potentially cold weather games, including the game at Minnesota, which will be outside. The only one that's not a potential cold weather game, and that's point, is Tampa. In Tampa, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I was in Tampa in December once. It was 20 degrees.
Right.
That was probably just my luck, but you never know.
It doesn't matter anyway because you got to play these games when they're scheduled. I absolutely love outdoor football, so bring it on. Let it be cold, snowy, who knows what. All right, Larry, that wraps up our 2015 schedule release. Hey, fans, looking for the ultimate Bears game day experience for home and away games this season? You can purchase official Bears fan packages from Vivid Seats. Just go to www.vividseats.com. Build your package today. Have a great day, everybody. We look forward to talking to you down the road in the 2015 season.